Well, it's almost 15 after 7, and as you heard in the news, the Labor Party, at least in New South Wales, has launched a legitimate attack on the Greens. Their General Secretary, the young man Sam Dastyari, started this at the weekend. Mr. Dastyari has branded the Greens extremists and said it was, quote, time to redefine the relationship. Paul Howes, the National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union, has said the same thing. Sensibly, Mr. Dastyari made the announcement without consulting Julia Gillard, who's in partnership with this motley lot. And, of course, Julia Gillard doesn't know where to turn, so she says, oh, well, I agree with Mr. Dastyari. Have a look at my speech in April, which she gave at the Whitlam Institute, when she said the Greens didn't value family or work. At the time, Bob Brown, the then Greens leader, labelled the remarks unfortunate and gratuitous and said Julia Gillard had turned on those who were helping her. Tony Abbott is saying that the stoush is confected. He said, frankly, it's as choreographed as World Championship Wrestling. If she's fair dinkum about tearing up the deal with the Greens, she's got to get rid of the carbon tax and the border protection policies that don't work as well. Well, we have to remember a few things about this lot, the Greens. They want asylum seekers released into the community as little as 14 days after they arrive. They want a top income tax rate of 50 cents in the dollar. They want a top company tax rate of 33 cents in the dollar. They want a super tax on the mining industry of 50%. They want wealth taxes for families who happen to have $5 million or more. They want unions to receive extra rights of entry to the workplace in order to recruit workers, members. They hate coal, even though coal exports earn us $55 billion a year, but they, quote, oppose the establishment of new coal-fired power stations. These people have no understanding of an economy. Coal-fired power is 80% of our electricity. These people are economic vandals, but then so is Julia Gillard. They want a transition from coal exports, which means ending a trade worth $55 billion a year. They want to end the mining and export of uranium. God knows how many businesses would be driven broke by all this drivel. They want an extra week's holiday for everyone that would be paid out of an economy so savaged that we'd never be able to afford anything. They want to lift foreign aid to a minimum of 0.7% of GDP. That's an immediate handout of another $5 billion a year. As one writer said to me, we'd finish up a smoking hole in the ground. They want Hotel Australia to be open for asylum business. Any asylum seeker making it here by boat would be freed into the community within 14 days. They want death duties, but they'll call it an estate tax. They want road congestion taxes. They want to increase the capital gains tax. They want an inheritance tax, a wealth tax, an estate tax, a carbon tax, a superannuation tax, marine parks right along the Australian coast. They want commercial and recreational fishing to be outlawed. We cannot be fair dinkum. These people are drongos. But there are a stack of Australians out there who must be unable to read what these people, the Greens, are about. Well, I'll tell you what they're about. Because Andrew Hestelow went to a protest meeting at Wurrunga on Sunday the 1st of July, last Sunday week and a bit ago. The Greens hosted the event to protest against the New South Wales government's plans to allow the shooting of feral animals in national parks. The New South Wales Greens MP, Kate Fairman, hosted the rally, and one Andrew Hestelow called out, apologise for the carbon tax, Kate. Apologise for the dead refugees, Kate. Apologise for destroying farming on the Murrumbidgee, Kate. He was set upon, spat on and bashed by some of the Greens supporters, belted up for voicing his opinions. Copped a flogging for having his say, and I have pictures of all of this, which I'll be passing on to the Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione. The Greens, of course, espouse the right to protest and say they abhor violence. To Sam Dastyari in just a moment, but firstly to Andrew Hestelow. Andrew Hestelow, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Alan.
Wurrunga Park last Sunday week.
Yes, it's usually a nice park at this time of year in autumn with the leaves on the ground, but they're a nasty bunch. There's no two ways about that. This idea that they're somehow concerned about, you know, endangered animals and the future of the environment is a complete joke. There was some really hardcore types there.
So you turned up with a megaphone because the PA didn't work.
Yes.
And when Kate Fairman started to speak, you called on her to apologise for the carbon tax, for the death of refugees at sea, both issues for which the Greens bear a heavy responsibility, and you were attacked.
Yes, I was, and of course that was the first day of the carbon tax, so I thought it was like their nerve to turn up in our area where it's going to cost so many people so much money and make an already difficult business situation harder. Mm-hmm.
Did they knock you to the ground?
Yes, they did.
Spat on you?
Yep, spat on
me. Your megaphone was smashed?
Yes, it was, yeah.
The language?
the language was vile, especially from, a woman. I'm not a shrinking violet, but it was really surprising to hear a woman in her mid-60s use filthy language like that, yes.
And you went because you were fed up with New South Wales Greens not being held accountable for the carbon dioxide tax.
Well, without people like yourself, 2GB, and perhaps the Andrew Blotts and the Tim Blairs of the world, I mean, on the ABC and in Fairfax, they just get a free ride every day, if not outright support.
How come no one's been charged for what happened to you?
Well, I haven't really taken it up, Alan, to be honest with you. I've had plenty worse tumbles on the football field, and I consider it all part of the game. I wasn't seriously injured, nothing that a few dabs of Dettol didn't fix up. And that's just not my way to go to the police over a bit of minor argy-bargy like that. But having said that, that's my stance. For anybody else, it would have been much more unpleasant because they did. They really went for me, and it's quite surprising what a mean streak these people have got. Well, you know all about it, obviously.
Absolutely.
The general public seem to have these rose-tinted glasses when they think about green issues.
Mm. Well, Sam Dastyari is a young bloke. Hang on there, Andrew. Sam Dastyari is a young bloke. I've said before, we've never talked to him on this program. This young fellow is the General Secretary of the Labor Party. He has some ability, this fellow. And he is going to move a motion at this weekend's New South Wales Labor Conference urging the Labor Party to consider giving preferences to the Greens last at the next federal election. Sam Dastyari, good morning.
Alan, good to be on the show.
Thank you. Just clarifying this is all seats across the board, last.
Well, what we're actually doing, take a step back, what we're actually proposing is that I think for too long the Labor Party, particularly in New South Wales, has really been giving the Greens a free ride. We've been giving them a free run. We haven't been holding them to account. And over time, a policy is kind of an unofficial policy is developed in our show where we've been giving the Greens preferential treatment. And my point is that it's got to come to an end. These people aren't our friends. They don't share our ideology. They don't share our values. They don't share our history. And just touching on the point that what that gentleman you've got on the line, Andrew, was saying, obviously I can't speak to the specifics of that, but, you know, I came out last weekend and said, look, it's time for Labor to redefine this relationship with the Greens. We have to be operating in the interests of Labor voters, and a lot of the Green agenda isn't the interest of Labor voters. Sarah Hanson-Young, the South Australian Green Senator, started jumping up and down on radio saying, oh, there's no values, there's no values, it shows there's no values. These are a group of people who, if you don't have their values, if you don't agree with them, you automatically get discounted in the Australian political debate. And that looks to be what's happened to this gentleman. He had a view different to their view. And look, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everyone else out there, but I respect, and you have to respect in the political debate, that there's going to be other views. They don't.
See, people listening to you now are saying, well, this is a young fellow, he's barely 30 years of age, and makes a lot of sense. The fact is, though, that the leader of the party for whom he speaks, one Julia Gillard, has signed a public agreement with this lot. She is in power, bowing and scraping to them at every turn. In other words, we've got a first-rate country which has been progressively ruined by this kind of alliance. You're right. You said they're extremists. They don't share orthodox values. They certainly don't share Labor Party values. They don't share coalition values. If pushed, they're violent, as Andrew has said. You found these attacks in the last couple of days. Suddenly they play the man and not the ball and say, oh, well, because Sam Dastyari said this, he's got no values at all. But your leader, Gillard, is in love with these people.
Well, look, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, and I think this is probably the only where you and I will slightly disagree. My view is this. The Labor Party has a responsibility to work in the interests of Labor voters. Labor governments, in my opinion, are precious gems that when you're in the Labor Party, you need to do everything to protect. But my issue isn't coming to an agreement with another political party over pieces of legislation, be it the Greens, the Libs, the Nats, Independents, you know, that's the modern Australian political debate.
You're saying that the Labor Party's job is to protect Labor values. Everyone out there listening to you agrees with that. Julia Gillard's job is to be Prime Minister and hang in there, and has sold out on a carbon tax, the battlers, the rank and file, the working families, the people in Struggle Street, the people who have got the polls today for you people at wipeout levels, simply because one woman sold out to the Greens in order to be Prime Minister, and your members are defecting in thousands and thousands because they've become the victims.
Well, look, Alan, I don't think we're going to agree on the issue.
No, but that's the reality. Look at the polls today. You've got no way back while you've got a woman who lied to the electorate in order to accommodate the Greens. And that's what you're saying. You said they're extremists. You've got to redefine the relationship. Why didn't she do that after the election instead of signing up to all this stuff?
I think, I mean, you referred to kind of the speech that the Prime Minister made herself to the Whitlam Institute. But, Alan, I guess the point I'm making is this. In New South Wales, I just want to explain to you what happened at the last state election for us as well. At the last state election, the Greens placed the Labor Party where they placed all the other Conservative parties last. They exhausted their preferences in seats across the entire state in the Legislative Council. Now, they are a cold, cynical political party that operate in their own self-interest. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, too many people in my organisation and too many people in the Australian public political debate don't hold them to account. And the reason they don't is that, I think the other gentleman kind of touched on it, there's this kind of perception, these rose-coloured glasses, they're nice.
I agree with everything you're saying. But your leader has climbed into bed with them simply to stay as Prime Minister. Why, if you want to ditch them, call a general election and put them bottom, let Liberals put them bottom, you put them bottom, and they're gone. They're out of the Senate, and it's a contest between the left and the right, and away we go.
Well, Alan, on the Liberal front, and this is where I think, you know, we need some help from your listeners and yourself and people on your show, is that, you know, it becomes very hard for me to be making the argument that I'm making internally within my organisation when the Libs have still kind of stayed silent on the issue. Now, I suspect they're probably going to come out at some point and do what Ted Bailey did in Victoria and place the Greens last. I felt that the Libs in New South Wales should have done that. I thought it was a bit of a cop-out by Barry's position, Barry O'Farrell, the New South Wales Premier, the position he came to on the Green issue. I think that, look, if we're going to be serious about this, and all political parties need to be serious about it, and I think there's a responsibility there from the Liberals as well. Mm-hmm. But, Alan, I mean, you know, we have to drag, and I think the point you're making is right, is that the Australian political debate needs to be in the centre, and the biggest concern I have with the Greens isn't just their aspirational policy agenda, which is, you know, bordering on loony in half a dozen different areas. Mm. It's this refusal to compromise. Mm. One of the great strengths of Australian politics, why we have such a successful economy, a successful society, is whatever you think of the Libs and Nats and whatever you think of Labor, there has been a culture and a history of middle of the road where people have been paired to compromise with one another in the broadest Australian political debate. There is a centre in Australia which the major political parties have been able to work around. Of course,
but it's taken the Labor Party a long time, and a young bloke who's not even 30 years of age to start reminding them of all of this. I mean, your leader, your federal leader, and Swan and all these other, really, let's be honest, no-hopers. They're absolute no-hopers. But here they are. They're in bed with these. Now, I'm not putting words in your mouth. They're in bed with these. See, what you're saying, everyone out there is agreeing with, except that the reality, Sam, is that your federal party is hanging on to power on the basis of a deal that they signed off with these same people.
Well, look, Alan, I guess, and this is the point, I suppose, where we'll disagree on. My issue isn't with having an agreement with another political party that has clear terms over policy or whatever for
But you'd call them extremists. Well, you wouldn't sign up with these people. Well, you wouldn't bring them into the dinner table.
what I said was there's parts of their agenda that's extreme. And increasingly, what's really happened with the Greens, so let's not kid ourselves, is they were born out of the environmental movement in the 70s and 80s. And I don't agree with all of that movement, but there were elements of it that I felt had some merit. What's happened in recent times is, you know, the likes of Lee Rhiannon. I mean, the Greens Party put Lee Rhiannon in the Australian Senate. Lee Rhiannon. Lee Rhiannon isn't a Green. She's not even a watermelon. You know, the joke always used to be the Greens are watermelon.
Just hang on for 1 minute, Sam, because we're running out of time. I just want to come to Andrew. Andrew, you've heard this young man who's the General Secretary of the Labor Party in New South Wales. A comment from you.
Look, I just hope... I'm just literally praying that Sam is genuine. it is time for the Labor Party, which is composed of workers, to get back to doing something business.
I agree. And Andrew,
for real.
Yeah, I agree with you, and thank you for talking. Andrew, thank you for your case, which I'm going to raise with Andrew Scipione. Sam, a final point. I mean, your debate is not with me or with people out there. It's with your federal leader, Julia Gillard, who's so desperate to hang on to power that she's giving comfort and succour to these very people that you're accurately describing.
Well, look, I don't think that's where the debate is. I think the debate I've got within the Labor Party is to actually explain to my organisation and my show that you're not dealing with a bunch of kind of harmless hippies from the 70s anymore.
Correct.
These are a cold-hearted, political party.
Got to go to the news. Good luck with the vote at the weekend.
Salon.
Okay, Sam Dastyari. It's 7:30.